It's important to make sure that forex trading is right for you. Let's talk about that and more right now. Hi forex traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the owner of the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday the 22nd of July, and I want to talk about a subject that very few people talk about, especially people online. And I want to talk about the importance of making sure that you are the right kind of person to become a forex trader. You see, everybody out there tells you that forex is the best thing and you can make a fortune and you just need to plug and play a robot and all your problems are solved. That's not true. Forex is an amazing market to trade, but you have to do the groundwork first. So it's a slightly, a harsh reality, a boring but true type of podcast and video this week, but it's highly, highly important. So let's get into some truths. Forex trading is not for everybody. It definitely is not. You have to be the right type of person. You have to want to learn to trade forex. You have to get a buzz or a thrill out of trading, out of watching charts, out of seeing why the charts are moving, what's behind it, what are the reasons. It's not just about thinking that you're going to sit back, plug in a robot or an expert advisor, and it solves all your problems. It's not about sitting on a beach with a laptop and taking a trade and forgetting about it. You know, it's just not that at all. Sure, when you understand trading and you get into it more and you like to trade those longer time frame charts, sure, you don't need to be sat there watching charts all day long. I certainly don't do that. In fact, if I'm just trading daily and weekly charts, when I'm away on holiday, I trade for probably 20 minutes once a day and that's it. But it doesn't start like that. So if you're at the very beginning of trading, you have to put the time in, put the hard work, put the foundation into understanding trading. And it's really important that you do that. So even if you have done some of that, you still need to be the right type of person. You have to have a control over your emotions. You must not be trading just simply because you want to solve all your life's financial issues. You know, you can't do that. The amount of people that come to me and say, hey, Andrew, I need to make, you know, $5,000 a month or $10,000 a week, whatever it might be. People come to me daily with these kind of things. How much can I make out of this? You know, I've heard it's the best thing and I can make a fortune. How much can I make? Thing is, I don't know how much you can make. I can tell you how much I make and I can tell you how much the vast majority of my clients make, but I cannot tell you how much you are going to make because I don't know anything about you. And I don't know your personality. I don't know if you're going to be the sort of person to, you know, to sort of throw all your toys out the cot if a couple of trades go wrong. I don't know how committed you are to learning a system. Are you going to want to pay for an investment in yourself? Are you going to want to pay for your education? Or do you just think that someone's going to hand you everything for free? You know, and it's understanding what type of person you are. It's really, really important. And as I said, very few people will talk about those actual honest truths because everybody's out there trying to sell you something. And people say to me, hey, Andrew, why are you not doing that? Well, the thing is, for a coach like myself, I only want the best people who are going to give themselves the highest probability of success. So someone that's committed, someone that's saying, yeah, I want to commit and I want to invest in this course. I want to give it some time. I'm going to stop with all the other bits that I've learned in the past, which haven't worked. Obviously, they wouldn't be coming to me otherwise. And I'm going to give your course a real good go. I'm going to attend webinars. I'm going to jump on your webinars all the time or watch recordings if I can't get there. I'm going to log into your website every day, look at your daily trades and your suggestions that you make. I'm going to commit to your course. I'm going to commit to doing this correctly with low risk and getting it right. That's really what it comes down to. Giving it a go. Not all the time is it going to work straight away from day one. Really is not going to do that. But you give it time, you commit, and you will find that for the vast majority of people, if you're the right type of person, that after taking my course, you will do very well. No doubt about it. So that's the story for the week. Let's look onto some facts here about what's actually happened. Well, I held a live webinar for my clients just last night. On that webinar, I took 3 12-hour chart trades. One of them did not fill, unfortunately, just didn't quite retrace to the entry level, although it's done very well and it's moved in the right direction. It was a sell trade New Zealand yen. It's done very well, but it didn't quite get to my entry level. So I've deleted that one. Two other trades, I took a Australian US dollar and an Australian Canadian dollar trade, both on 12-hour charts, and they are both doing extremely well on my charts behind me right now. And the other thing that I discussed with my clients, if you did nothing else than just copy my daily trade suggestions for this year, so we've now gone through January through to pretty much the end of July now, at half of 1% risk per trade, a very, very tiny risk, you'd be up over 25% for the year so far. That's without compounding, that's 25%. If you took all my weekly chart trades, so each week on a Monday, I suggest trades on the weekly chart trades, you'd be up over 22% for the year so far. So that's just doing nothing else than just logging in once a day, seeing the trades, ideally going to your charts and seeing why I'm taking the trades, but here's the entry, the exits, etc. Putting that on your chart with only half of 1% risk per trade and letting the trade do its thing. It's either going to hit a stop loss or its profit target. In reality, we can do more to help the trade, as in we can partially close, we can move stop losses, etc. like that. But if you did nothing else than just put the trade on and left it, and then if it was still open at the end of the week, closed it just before the end of the week, if you did nothing else, 25% so far this year on daily trades and 22% on weekly chart trades. So very happy with that. The market at the early part of the year especially was not that easy to trade. So it just shows that with some commitment and logging in once a day, viewing that information, and then on top of that, information like my webinars, like I mentioned, those 12-hour chart trades and any other time frame chart trade that you see and learn and take for yourself on top of that. So the right type of person, there's definitely a great opportunity there. So I hope that you enjoyed that. Once again, this is Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach. Have a great weekend. I look forward to catching up with you this time next week.